after about 10 years of covering media and writing about the intersection of media and race and society, I realized that there were media outlets out there that had an economic strategy that was built on using prejudice and stereotypes and coming close to racism to make money. And I think a lot of times people feel like prejudice and stereotypes are these ugly things that sort of hide at the edges of society and that they don't affect our mainstream life that much. And part of the book's goal was to prove that that's not exactly true. I talk about how poverty is covered. I talk about how women are covered. I talk about how politics is covered. I try to get at that issue in a bunch of different ways to sort of show that this stuff is in the mainstream of society, and there are politicians, and there are news anchors, and there are TV executives, and there are media executives who are making millions of dollars and amassing huge amounts of power by using these ideas. And one reason why it works, frankly, is because people don't think about it that much. So I feel like if I can make people think about this stuff, then they're more likely to reject it, and it's less likely to be effective.
You criticize Obama for not talking about race in your book since 2008. As the president, he hasn't spoken or given a speech on race. He's actually let go of people in his administration of color who have been targeted by right-wing media. As an African-American, has President Obama said enough?
The book talks about how when Barack Obama speaks about race, his unfavorable ratings with white voters go up. So he's caught in a catch-22 where if he talks too much about these issues, he won't have the popular support he needs to. At one point, he needed to win another term. Now, what he needs to do is he needs to get public pressure to push Congress into enacting some of the laws that he wants to get passed. So, and then he also has to lay the groundwork for some other Democrat to come along and make a credible, successful challenge to the White House. It's hard for him to talk about race because a lot of white voters won't let him talk about race. So that's part of it for me.
Do you think Fox cable news program market share is shrinking? Do you think that is because of Barack Obama and the election of Barack Obama and their inability to lose that election for Barack Obama?
What happened was they sort of promised their viewers, they showed their viewers a vision of the world, and they said, this is reality. And they said, CNN and CBS and NBC, they're saying the world looks like this, and they're wrong. They're lying to you. They're liberally biased. They're showing you something that's flawed. And then the election happens, and all these other people are right. And they're the ones who were flawed and wrong. And so I think they're all kind of scrambling to justify, well, why were we wrong? Why did we spend so many weeks and months telling people that this guy was going to win an election in a landslide, and in fact the other thing happened? So I think that's part of it too, is that they sold their viewers a bill of goods, and it turns out they were full of it. And so some of those viewers who still have some independent thinking going on will say, well, if they were wrong about that, what else are they wrong about? You know, let me see if there's something else I can check out.
Let's speak about race again, and in particular the poor. Why is the mainstream media not able to address the poor?
Part of the struggle in a capitalist society, especially this capitalist society, is figuring out ways to make what is socially right economically profitable. One of the good things, though, is that media is so fragmented now that someone has a little bit of an incentive to figure out a way to make covering poverty profitable. Because, you know, NBC and CNN and all those big guys, they dominate covering news for the middle class. So if you can figure out a way to cover news for the working class and make that profitable, then that's a nice little niche that you can own yourself. So that's almost the way you have to approach it. You know, can you figure out a way to teach people who are journalists and media entrepreneurs how to target that audience in a way that makes sense?